The country's healthcare system has been pushed, pulled, and stretched over the last couple of years as the pandemic has impacted virtually every aspect of it. That includes Arizona's Medicaid program, known as the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS. The agency's director, Jamie Snyder, says when the federal public health emergency first hit in March of 2020, ACCESS made two commitments. One, making sure members could continue to readily access care, and making sure providers remain viable over the course of the pandemic. I spoke with Snyder earlier and asked about some of the changes to Medicaid that were brought on by the federal emergency and what specifically changed for enrollees and providers.
So one of the changes that occurred early on in the pandemic as a result of the passage of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act is state Medicaid programs were offered an enhanced federal contribution to support the program over the course of the federally declared public health emergency. But there was a condition attached to that enhanced federal contribution, funding contribution, and that condition prohibited state Medicaid programs from disenrolling anyone over the course of the public health emergency. So as a result, state Medicaid programs enrollment has grown significantly over the course of the last 26 months or so. So in Arizona specifically, we have seen a growth rate of nearly 28% over the public health emergency since March of 2020. So growth to the tune of over 516,000 enrollees. So that's one of the impacts of the public health emergency, and specifically the impact of that that condition that was contained in FCRA legislation that passed early on in the pandemic. In addition, we implemented a series of programmatic flexibilities. So we implemented flexibilities around provider enrollment. We waived the provider enrollment fee. We also waived site visit provision that we have for certain provider types. In addition, we offered over $126 million to providers to support providers over the course of the pandemic period, in particular providers that were hardest hit by the public health emergency, including nursing facilities, home and community-based service providers, as well as critical access hospitals.
So of those 500 some odd thousand enrollees, is it safe to assume that once the public health emergency ends, whenever that happens, some number of those folks will be disenrolled from ACCESS?
Yes. And fortunately, over the course of the pandemic, we've continued to process eligibility renewals or redeterminations behind the scenes. While we haven't disenrolled anyone, we do have a pretty clear picture of where things stand for those that are enrolled with the program. And we believe there are about 600,000 individuals who fall into one of two categories. Either they're factually ineligible, for instance, their income may be over the income threshold for eligibility for the Medicaid program, or they failed to supply documentation in order for us to make an eligibility determination. It's about evenly split between those two groups, so about 300,000 individuals in each group. So what's really critical over the course of the next few months as we approach the end of the public health emergency, which we now believe will be extended through at least mid-October of this year, what's really critical is that we encourage members enrolled with ACCESS to update their contact information in our eligibility system and to respond to requests for information so we, in fact, can make an eligibility determination following the end of the public health emergency.
Well, it sounds like for around 300,000 people, once the public health emergency ends, if they are not eligible, they're just out, right? Like there's no not necessarily a big determination to be made, but for the other half of those folks in one of those two categories, they need to, you know, provide you with documentation to really see if they're still eligible, right?
That's correct. I should note, CMS, our federal regulator, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they've been very clear that for any individual where there may be an adverse outcome, they may be disenrolled from the program, we must complete a new eligibility determination following the end of the public health emergency. And that's really important because while we may have found someone to be factually ineligible 2, 3, 4 months ago, their circumstances may have changed since that time.
How important has it been for the state to be able to not disenroll people and to be able to continue to reimburse providers to see additional patients over the course of the last couple of years?
It's been critical. It's been critical to ensuring that individuals served by the Medicaid program were able to continue to access care seamlessly, really, throughout the public health emergency. And one real contributing factor too, in terms of members' ability to continue accessing care, has been some work that we've done in the program to enhance our telehealth benefit. So whereas historically our telehealth benefit had been somewhat limited, just prior to the public health emergency in March of 2020, we had expanded our telehealth benefit pretty significantly. And when the public health emergency hit, we extended that benefit even further to allow not only for telehealth services to be provided via audio video technology, but we expanded the list of services that could be provided via telephonic means or audio only technology. And so that was really critical to ensuring member access to care throughout the pandemic period. In addition, the financial relief that we've been able to offer providers, I think, has been essential to ensuring their ongoing viability throughout the pandemic. In particular, more recently, as providers have faced really significant workforce challenges.
Are you hoping that you can maintain the expanded telehealth capabilities once the public health emergency is over? Like, is that something that you would like to be permanent for access?
Yes, we do plan to maintain a very robust telehealth benefit following the end of the public health emergency and the pandemic period. That said, we are currently looking at whether it makes sense to scale back on some of the services that are offered via telephonic means. We just want to ensure that the services that we offer via telehealth are offered in a clinically appropriate fashion. So our chief medical officer has a telehealth work group that's looking at that ongoing telehealth benefit outside of the public health emergency.
All right, that is Jamie Snyder, director of the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS. It is Arizona's Medicaid program. Director Snyder, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.